Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address on the account?
Yes, it's PAMMZ as in zebra, F as in Frank, 130@gmail.com.
Thank you for that information. And may I please have the first and last name?
Yes, Pamela Sanchez.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Yes, hold on. Yes, one moment, please. I'm sorry. The address is 1133 KUKILA Place, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96818.
Thank you. And I see that you had placed an order for the Omax Ultra Pure.
Yes, ma'am. The situation is I had ordered it in June and it was returned. And I had a coupon and I had like 20% off and it was returned. And then I called this morning to resend the order to the attention of my brother, Charles Frick. And I received a message, but it didn't seem like that was done, okay? Because the people that live at the house returned the item. And two, it looks like you gave me the regular price. You didn't get the price that I originally paid for them. And three, the billing address is not the same as where the item is going. So there's several errors here.
Yeah, okay, ma'am. Well, I see where you called in earlier today and you
yes,
got that
but I'm
reshipped.
Calling you that, yes, but it's not the same price because I paid a different price in June.
Did you place another order, ma'am?
Ma'am, I had an order that was refused at the address. And what happened is I placed the order in June.
Correct.
Okay. And the item was returned. And it looks like the price that you charged me today is different from the price that I paid in June. Am I correct or am I wrong?
Just bear with me one moment, ma'am.
Because I thought the initial price was $200 and some odd.
Yes, ma'am. That was with a discount.
Yes.
Because on that one you had a
discount today. How come I'm not getting the discount today?
Well, that discount isn't. That was for the 4th of July.
I know. But the problem is that I'm not reordering it. I just want the order sent back. I've already been charged on my credit card.
Just bear with me one moment, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, so I do appreciate you holding. Now, it does on our end, it shows that it was a free shipment. Hold on one moment. Was that an email that you had received, ma'am?
I never received an email confirming the delivery of the item or...
No, about the reshipment. The order confirmation for today.
And the price is different. And that's wrong because the people that I'm having it sent to my brother's house. I said I wanted it. What happened is he lives in a private home. And he told them to accept packages in my name. However, the people speak a foreign language. So they did not realize it was for me. So I ordered it for the July 4th special. Now you're charging me a different price today.
Well, no, ma'am. It's going to show up as that in the email, but you're not getting charged that. It is a free reshipment.
Okay. And
now, if you do end up seeing that charge in your bank account, then you'll give us a call back. But you're not going to get charged that amount.
Okay. And why did not they say to the attention of Charles Frick? I don't know. I asked them to do that because...
It's going to be on the package, ma'am.
Okay. And three, my billing address is different than the email you just sent me.
What's the problem?
Well, the problem said the billing address was the delivery address.
No,
so
ma'am.
If you don't think it's,
the
if
billing
it's
address
going to be,
on this account is different from the shipping address.
Yes, ma'am. But that's not what your email said.
It may was just a mistake, ma'am. That's just the shipping address on that email.
Alrighty.
But the billing address is in Nevada?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, if I get recharged for it, I'll call back. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for calling Omex Health. You have a great day.
You too.